You're listening to Cross Currents from KELW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Today, let's start with a reflection on human rights. Yesterday, America celebrated Martin Luther King Jr., and on Saturday, people around the country came together for the third Women's March. More than 40,000 people gathered in San Francisco. Like at previous Women's Marches, people of all ages arrived at Civic Center Plaza, toting signs critiquing the Trump administration. And this year, many also carried signs reflecting the newer issues of the Me Too movement, like, quote, "I stand with Christine Blasey Ford," or, quote, "Mute R. Kelly." But the march also fell in the midst of an ongoing controversy involving Women's March leadership, which has been accused of anti-Semitism. KELW's Priya Mahadevan was at this year's march, where she collected these voices.
I got a question for you. If you woke up like me, hella hyped to be here at the 2019 Women's March, make some noise.
My name is Toni Marie Esperanza. I'm a Bay Area native. I'm 64 years of age. I'm so glad that our representatives are turning female because the future is female, and we need that. We need another perspective. We've had many, many years of oppression. We need to see what the other side can bring.
I just want to help represent all the women, and I identify myself as a feminist, which to me means equal rights for every gender. I'm Zoe. I am 18, and I'm from Palo Alto. I love it. I feel like when I'm listening to them, I get like those body shivers, you know, when you're like, wow, this is like amazing. It's like kind of like when you listen to a really good song and then you get like those shivers. So yeah, I'm happy to be here.
Keep your hand up if you can name one missing or murdered Indigenous woman by name. If you cannot do so, put your hand down. What does it mean to be an ally? What does it mean to be unified if you leave us to carry our grief alone?
I'm Estela Reyes Garcia. I'm Chicana. I like to be identified as working for the Latino community through Instituto Familiar de la Raza. I'm the executive director there. This march represents a greater force in our country. We are the majority, right? There's this whole myth that the Republican, the conservative environment is the majority thought, and it's absolutely false. We're here to say we're present, we're going to continue our struggle, and you know, these are human rights, and it's important for us to be here. So I'm happy to be here with everyone.
I'm Brad Kittredge from San Francisco. I'm 42.
Kate Kittredge, San Francisco, 39.
Our daughters brought us out here today, really thinking about what the world's going to be like for them and the opportunities that they're going to have going forward.
We want to raise big, strong, powerful, empowered girls to turn into strong, daring women and for them to have every opportunity that any kid wants to have. And you know, see a lot of challenges and barriers in their way, and we want to contribute one small voice to trying to break those down a little bit.
I'm Marcy Glazer. I'm 49 years old, and I'm the CEO of the Jewish Community Center of San Francisco. I am confident that this local Women's March is led by people who are reaching their hands out across so many different communities, especially to the Jewish community, and they have stood up and spoken out about anti-Semitism. Look, we're 2 years in to the awakening of the movement at this scale and across so many different communal groups. And it can be easy to get discouraged, can easy to get fatigued even when you see progress. My Jewish tradition says take the long view. And in the long view, I see each of these people here as the next potential school board member, the next potential state legislator, the next potential leader. And the numbers are smaller, but the passion is the same.
We will
fight!
We will
fight!
We will, y'all say resist! We will!
Resist!
We will!
Resist!
I'm Sister Kay Thulu. I'm 45 years old. And sister is a great way to identify me. Thanks.
I'm Sister Harrisy's Candy, and I am 48 years old.
We're here to march for women.
regardless of what's happening at the national level, this is my community. This is where I can stand up for women. And this gathering needs to happen and get bigger. And, you know, seeing people's excuses this morning on social media about, like, not showing up, it's like, you know, women show up for us so many ways every day that we don't even know. And this is one way that we can support and change this world, because when women are free, we're all free.
When I say we will, y'all say win. We will.
Win.
We will.
Win. My name is Celia. I'm 5 years old, and I live in Salinas. My favorite part is being here that all the girls are together.
That montage was produced by Priya Mahadevan. She's a fellow in our Audio Academy training program.